All right, so I just realized that chapter 7 of H times 30 is the last chapter. And on another note, that was a beautiful story, some of the best I've read in, like, ages. Here's one that came My Immortal, because Tremor suggested this to me. I'm skimming through this. This looks like a lot of shit. I don't think I can read all of this in, like, one sitting. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and just read the first three chapters. I'll go through the first three chapters. I've heard many things about this. I actually have never read this before, so this should be interesting. Okay. Chapter 1. A.N. Special Fangs, get it, because I'm gothic. Oh, god damn it. To my GF, ew, not in that way. Raven, Bloody Tears, 666, for helping me with the story and spelling. Need more help with the spelling. But anyways, you rock! Justin, you're the love of my debrising life. You rock too. More rocks! Oh my god. Fucking... I'm getting pissed off already. Okay. So, XXXXXXXX... Oh, wait. That's a separator thing. Yeah, it's real cute. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Ravenway, and I have long ebony black hair, that's how I got my name, with purple streaks and red tips that reaches my mid-back and icy blue eyes like limpid tears, and a lot of people tell me that I look like Amy Lee. A.N., if you don't know who she is, then get the hell out of here. Fuck. I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking oddie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in seventh year. I'm 17. I'm a goth, in case you can tell, and I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it, and a black leather mini skirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow. Holy, no one gives a shit. Okay. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there was no sun, which I was very happy about. Because, you know, she's goth. She's just gothic as fuck. She hates the sun. Let's see. A lot of preps stared at me. I put up a middle finger at them. Ooh, so fucking goth. Hey, Ebony, shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco? I asked. Nothing, he said shyly. But then I heard my friends call me, and I had to go away. Okay. And is it good? Pulls tell me, Fangs. Chapter 2. Okay, if someone could explain to me what this AN shit means, because this is driving me fucking crazy. Fangs to bloodied... Oh, fuck. I just got what that fangs things mean. Means. Fangs means thanks? Are you fucking serious? I want to just fucking just punch myself in the face till I die. Okay. Fangs to Bloody Tears 666 for helping me with the chapter. By the way, prep, stop flamming my story, okay? God damn it. The next day I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had. Blood. My coffin was black ebony, and inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. I got out of my coffin and took off my giant MCR t-shirt, which I used for pajamas. Instead, I put on a black leather dress and a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets on. I put on four pairs of earrings and my pierced ears and put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow, A.N. Raven, is this you? Raven, this is you. Woke up and then grinned at me. She flipped her long waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt with a black mini fishnets and pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup, black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner. OMFG, I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly. Yeah? So? I said, blushing. Do you like Draco? She asked as she went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. No, I so fucking don't! I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then Draco walked up to them. Hi, he said.